Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Divine Union Podcast. Today we will be discussing how to resist the urge to merge and stay in your sovereignty. Now, this is a topic that really excites me today because the urge to merge in relationship, it is built within all of us, so deeply wired into our system, which we will talk about. And learning how to navigate staying in our sovereignty is super, super important if we want to have deep intimacy, if we want to have deep passion, deep relating, because for that to happen, you need to have two fully sovereign whole beings. Now, let's first talk about the urge to merge. Yeah, the urge to merge in relationship, it comes from this forgetting that we already are whole. Forgetting at a deep level, at a subconscious level, not remembering that we're fully whole as ourselves. Not remembering that we are fully divine as ourselves. And so often what happens in relationship, especially when you're past that like early dating phase, is this feeling of, okay, this other person's completing me. You know, I now, instead of choosing them, now I need them. Now I'm like deeply relying on them. And all of a sudden it turns into now I all of a sudden can't even be without this person. I don't even know what life would be like without this person. Right? We've all been there. We've been in long-term relationships, even shorter term, where you feel that feeling of, okay, now I'm complete. You know, I found this person to complete me. Or maybe I'm still dating and I'm looking for this person to fully complete me. So forgetting that we already are whole. And so that urge to merge is so deep within us. With that urge to merge often comes in relationship. As you get in the swing of things, as you get in your routine as a coupledom, there's this dynamic of mirroring each other. Yeah, which we do as human beings, right? A conscious, aware human being. You think about if you're even in the dating phases, yeah? And you are, maybe you're not even there yet. There's no label. Yeah, maybe you're having fun with someone. And you like their energy. Oftentimes what can happen at an unconscious level is mirroring. So if the other person is speaking in a certain way, maybe they're using a lot of emojis. Maybe in the opposite, maybe they use a lot of periods, yeah? You're going to mimic that behavior, yeah? So you both are going to come even closer into sync in how you are communicating, how you're expressing. You're going to be mirroring them, right? Because certain parts of them are maybe endearing to you. And so you mirror those qualities, right? Which also resemble qualities within yourself that are either there, maybe are repressed or are lost. Yeah. And that's also why we have this urge to merge, because we also, I'm going on a bit of a tangent. I'm excited here, because we also seek out people that demonstrate and exhibit qualities that maybe are repressed within ourselves. So when we merge with them, we feel complete. So break it down in a tangible example, yeah? Now, this is something, I give an example of my own life here, yeah? This is before I did work to balance, heal and balance my masculine and feminine. Because now I'm a free bird, definitely tuned into my freedom, my independence, that masculine energy. But actually, you know what? Still, yeah, I'm always attracted to men who are free. Like that kind of wild horse that can't be tamed energy, yeah? that is a free bird that does what they want, right? That marches to the beat of their own drum, because I have that in me. That is me. And so when I wasn't working to, when I didn't balance my masculine and feminine, when I didn't fully see myself as a whole being, that's really what it is, yeah? I would gravitate to them in an unconscious way because they completed me. I felt that that completed me. That essence, them wanting to be with me, shows me that I have that essence. But I wasn't fully conscious that I had that essence within me. And often what can happen in relationship when we're not fully conscious of that is then we actually end up resenting the person for demonstrating these qualities. So then I'd resent my partners for wanting to have certain freedoms in the relationship. Because why? I was restricting my own freedoms in the relationship. And so that's also a dynamic that comes up. And so being conscious of that too, and remembering, okay, I'm a fully whole being. Yeah. And if I'm gravitating to this kind of person, but I'm resenting them for X, Y, and Z qualities, are there these qualities within me that I'm repressing, that I'm avoiding, yeah, that I'm shying away from, that I feel shame for feeling, that I'm afraid to feel, right? All the reasons that we come up with to prevent us from being our full spectrum selves. And taking a look at that. And when you also come from a place of wholeness, yeah, then you also see the mirrors more often. And okay, this is something I have within me. And when you're at a place of sovereignty and wholeness, this is something I also exercise. Yeah? Because you choose people with similar values. You choose people who like to be the same way in the world, who they be. Yeah. And so the urge to merge is deep within us. Now, also something that drives the urge to merge at a subconscious level is fear of loss of the relationship, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, those wounds that we all have from childhood, you know, any early experiences in childhood, early experiences where you exercised your sovereignty, your independent expression, and you were abandoned for it. Maybe it didn't resonate for one of your caregivers or a lover early in your life, yeah, or a friend. And you being your wild, unique self, it felt like you were too much. It was too much, yeah, for the other person. And so they abandoned you. And so you made that about you. You felt like, ooh, now if I express my own needs that are different from this other person, I'm going to be abandoned. I'm going to be rejected. And so that's a dynamic that's very present in this urge to merge dynamic, right? It becomes this energy of we are appeasing each other so that we can survive in the relationship. Now, even in relationships where there's a lot of fighting, right? It might not be as much that like people pleaser energy. You know, what do you want to do for dinner? I don't know. What do you want? Yeah, maybe one person is more opinionated, or maybe both are super, super opinionated. Yeah. Still at a subconscious level, they're wound matching. Yeah. So they're still merging in a unhealthy way. Yeah. Merging these wounds together. So you can still consider it merging. Okay. Now, how to resist the urge to merge? How do you really be conscious of that desire to merge, babies, so that you can stay as much as you can in your conscious sovereignty? One thing that is super important, why it's really important to work with masculine and feminine energies, and I will speak to this as we continue, is because if you want to stay in your sovereignty, you need to understand who you are. You need to understand who you are at a deep level, what you value at a deep level, what you need at a deep level, what you desire in a given moment. Now, why do you need the balance of the masculine and feminine? Because on the feminine side, you need to be able to tune into yourself at a given moment, a given situation, in a conflict, you name it. You need to be able to disconnect from your partner physically or emotionally and go inwards and feel, okay, what do I need right now? And also your feminine, yeah, is your ability to tune into your intuition. Yeah, your knowing, which also is tuning into your body. Because your body tells you a lot about what you need in a given moment. Is body tight? Ooh, my body's tight. I'm clenching. That's telling me I'm a little bit angry. I'm going to walk away and go take some solo time before I lose my shit. Whatever it might be, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like tuning into the body and letting the body help to guide you. And that will help you stay in your sovereignty when you're honoring it. I'm going to go slow here because I really want to pull this one out deep. So the feminine, yeah, tuning into the body's going to be your guide. Also, it's tuning into your intuition, your knowing, yeah, your sensitivity to your own energy, your sensitivity to the dynamics, to your partner's energy or whoever you're engaging with. Yeah, that's also going to help you understand what's theirs and what's yours. And that's what you need in order to stay into your sovereignty. You need to understand your own energy and feel it deeply. You also need to understand when your own energy is being leaky, where your own energy is being influenced by another's energy. Yeah, so you're not taking that out. What's yours? What's mine, baby? Yeah, what's the boundaries? Now you need the masculine because you actually need to assert the needs, the desires. Yeah, if you want to stay in your sovereignty, you want to not merge in relationship and you want to continuously choose each other from a place of power, not a place of codependence, then you need to actually assert, we're watching TV right now, babe, but I notice I'm getting a little antsy. I don't want to be watching TV right now. So I'm going to go into my room and do some yoga, yin yoga instead. And you need your masculine to assert that. And obviously you need to work through your own blocks. We're not doing this in this episode, yeah, but your own blocks, your own subconscious fears around abandonment and rejection. And when you work with your masculine too, you feel secure in your sense of self, your ability to take care of self. So it also helps minimize fears of rejection. It's been really powerful work in my life and with my clients. Yeah, it minimizes that because you know you're going to be okay. So you're able to do what you need to do to take care of yourself instead of relying on your partner to meet your needs. It's a different energy when you want someone to show up for you in a certain way versus needing it. So you need the balance of the masculine and feminine to stay in your sovereignty. And that's going to really help you with passion and polarity in relationship. Because passion and polarity, yeah, it thrives on independent beings. You know that saying, yeah, opposites attract, but it really doesn't have to be opposites. It needs to be independent beings with their own unique expression. Yeah, and that is what draws people to each other. And you're like, ooh, I dig your energy. Yeah, I dig your unique expression in the world. I want more of it. Let me feel it now. Give it. Gimme, gimme. Yeah. So that's what's going to make the passion thrive. That's what's going to make the intimacy thrive. I'm going to give you an example so you can feel this. Let's say you are looking into your partner's eyes. You're eye gazing. Maybe you're even scheduled eye gazing, doing a tantric practice if you are one of those tantric folks, which you may be if you're listening to this podcast, yeah. And so let's say your partner's looking deep into your eyes. Allowing yourself, whether you're whoever you are, whether you're a man, woman, gender, non-conforming individual, yeah, allowing yourself to disconnect as you want to disconnect. So maybe the intimacy is getting heavy, just staring in the eyes, yeah? So maybe you want to close your eyes and go inwards and let them witness you for a moment. They're looking at you with their eyes open. You got your eyes closed and you're being witnessed. And you're feeling, yeah, because to actually feel, the eyes take in so much information that when we actually close the eyes, we have so much more energy in our body to feel. So maybe you want to feel the beauty of that moment, yeah, like what it feels like when they look at you, look you in the eyes. Maybe all the well of love that you feel inside that heart of yours, whatever it is, yeah. Maybe you feel a little turn on, let yourself feel that turn on. So maybe you want to close your eyes. Now, many are afraid to do that. Why? Because they fear loss of the connection. And that's that urge to merge at a subconscious level. It's that people pleaser energy. I'm going to stay with my eyes open and show up for this person in the way they're showing up. Instead of your own unique expression, maybe you want to disconnect. Now, maybe you can still be connected through that disconnection. Yeah. That is gold. That is it. How can you be connected through your own sovereign expression? It doesn't have to be a disconnection, but it's allowing yourself to be yourself. So, at least for me, sometimes the intimacy is heavy. The intimacy can be intense for me, whether it's with sisters of mine or whether it's with romantic loverships. My intimacy meter is sensitive, oh baby, it's sensitive. And so maybe it's too sensitive for you. Maybe you need to disconnect. You need to go into your own space for a moment, yeah? And it doesn't have to mean you're disconnecting. I give another example. Silence. Now, many view silence as disconnection. And it's not. It doesn't have to be. Your silence, you can still be connected in the silence. In fact, for me, the folks that I can be in silence with, it's deep intimacy. I love silence. I love to be alone. So the people that can match that energy, that can actually jive with me in silence and be comfortable in silence, and we can breathe and we can have a gentle look at each other and we can look back at whatever we're looking at, maybe nature, a beautiful vista. That is beautiful. That creates polarity. That creates intimacy. Remember, you can have polarity whether you're in a romantic relationship or with your friends. It doesn't matter. We live in a polarity world. There's polarity everywhere. So how do you actually stay in that sovereign, independent expression? Yeah. It's being connected. Your body's going to help you. It's working with your masculine and feminine. But it's being connected to your body. Yeah, being connected to your intuition. What do you feel? Do you feel you want to disconnect? Are you feeling something different? Did you say you would do something to appease your partner? And you, even if you catch it, maybe you catch it a week later. Ooh, I said this to appease you. Or I laughed at this joke that you told, but I didn't want it because it actually didn't feel good for me. Yeah, that's progress, to identify that, to identify where are you a different being than your partner? Where do you have different interests? Because, and that will also help with competition, you see, because we often compete with our partners, you know, like, ooh, I'm always the one planning the vacations, yeah, or I'm always the one doing X, Y, and Z. And it's fair to want your partner to help you, but it's also fair to say, okay, are we also doing different roles? Are we also adding value to the relationship in different ways? And can we honor that? Can we honor each other's sovereign expression? Yeah. I'm taking a longer pause than usual because my foot is asleep and I want to just keep going in this flow, baby. My foot is like, ooh, the energy is moving. You know, it's that feeling when it's kind of painful. It's like you can't even move you know, the leg, it's my whole leg. I can't even move it a centimeter because then I get that pins and needles feeling. So I'm working through that as I'm trying to think. Okay, let's recenter, Nicola. Come back here. Here now, sovereignty. We are talking sovereignty and we are talking about resisting the urge to merge, baby. So it's catching yourself at those times when you're pleasing. Now, you can practice that whether you're in a relationship or not. You can practice that with your friends. Believe it or not, that urge to merge comes in all forms of relational dynamics. So the world is your oyster. One night in Bangkok and the world is your oyster. My sister always used to sing that. You know, so world's your oyster, baby. Practice it. Practice these tools. It's super, super important if you want to be fulfilled in life, if you want to live a life that feels empowering, that feels true to you without catering to anyone and appeasing to anyone. So there you have it. We talked about the urge to merge and we talked about where it can come from for many people at a subconscious level. Yeah, we also talked about masculine and feminine energies and why it's important to work with the energies, balance the energies to prevent that urge to merge, prevent the merging, and to help reinforce the sovereignty. And I also provided you with some amazing examples to feel into, subtle examples of that merging, that people-pleasing energy, and when that dynamic can happen. And I will invite you as a follow-up to this podcast to check in with yourself. Check in with yourself once a week or even twice a week if you're like me and you got that Capricorn Virgo energy in Vedic. You got that Capricorn Virgo energy. Yeah, and you want to do it twice a week. And you check in. Where am I not honoring myself in my relationship or in this particular relationship, a particular relationship? What am I giving up on? Yeah. What am I afraid of? Yeah. How do I need to work through it? And what do I need? And then voice it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful people. This was so enriching for my soul. And I hope for you as well. And if you dug this transmission, this episode, leave us a review. Yeah, it would mean so, so much to me and to the podcast because this is how we gain traction and spread this mission of more love and deeper connection and deeper intimacy among humanity because that's the goal. We are all the same. And we have this through understanding each other. We have this through empowering ourselves more deeply, understanding ourselves more deeply. Working with our communication, working with our expression, working with our energy, baby. So if you dug this episode, please leave us a review, share it with a friend. And if you want to make sure that you never miss a single episode of the Divine Union Podcast with your hostess, with the mostest, Nicola Navone, hit the subscribe button. We'd be happy to have you. Mucho amor a mi corazón de tu corazón because I'm practicing my Spanish from my heart to yours. I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, may all your unions be divine.